The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Zelda Tomorrow, which hosts Tamon Arban. Inshallah you're well, and inshallah you guys enjoyed this week's episode. Daily with Noir is a weekly chat show where I discuss different topics ranging from COVID-19, Islamically topics, interviews, news, travel, and many more. It comes out every Sunday evening, and I'm sure you guys enjoy it. So this week we'll continue the series of the 99 news, well as well as meanings, Hadeeb's quote, Quran section, and I'll be also talking about Mother's Day as well, just a bit about it, like why it's important, and yeah, inshallah you guys enjoy it. So it's time for the it's time for the 99 news, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's meanings and also the mentions from the Quran and the Deep series. So this week we'll be looking at Al Azeen, which is the mighty one, bismillah. The strong, the defender, the one who is not defend. Al Azeen is the one who is most powerful and all strong. He is the consumer. That never consume and never harm. That's because his strength, glory, power are overwhelmed and can't be overcome or resist. He's the only one with the completely master over all creation, the one who shares the source of all strength, power and protection. So from the Quran and Hadiths, the roots, which is basically the letters Z, Z, whatever you say it, which is actually mean them to be mighty, potent, strong, powerful, to be high, elevated, noble, exceeding, to be honourable, noble, glory, illustrate, indulgent, invisible, to be respectful, cherished, dear to sacred, rare, protect, and unattractive. Tractable. He is who formed you into the womb. However, he will. There is no doubt but him. He excels in mighty, the wise. That's from the Quran, Surah 3, Ayah 6. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised him to himself, and ever is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exceeding in mighty and wise. That's from Surah Nisa, Surah 4, Ayah 158. Yeah, four dot 158. And to Allah belongs the soldiers of heaven and earth, and ever is Allah exceeding in mighty and wise. That's from the Quran 48:7. And the last bit is, this is also from the Quran as well, that's Hadeeb. If you don't aid the Prophet, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already aided him, and those who disbelieved him dragged him out of Makkah as one of two. When they were in the cave, he said to his companion, "Don't grieve, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us," and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down his tranquillable upon him and suppose him with angels. You did not see and made the word of those who disbelieved the lowest, whilst the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is the highest, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is exceeding in mighty and wise. That's from the Quran 9 to 43. So jazakallah here for listening, as always. Next week we're looking at Al-Jabbar. And yeah, inshallah you guys enjoy as always this series. And you want to tune in next week for the continue of the series, inshallah. So now I'm going to play you guys a special nod, which is actually came out today, 27th of March 2022, which is Mawad. I'm gonna spell it out. Mawan, which is actually sang by Hamza Khan, who's one of my favourite Nas Nasheed artists at the moment that I listen to him. So I'm going to play you guys his new track that came out today. Mawana. I think that's what you say. I'm forgiving on that, but yeah. And then after that, I am going to just talk a bit about Mother's Day, and I'll read a poem as well. But I found, until then, enjoy this beautiful night break.
ठंडिया छावा मावा जन्नत दा परछावा मावा मावा ठंडिया छावा मावा जन्नत दा परछावा मावा मावा ठंडिया छावा मावा जन्नत दा परछावा मावा बाजो कर दी इंजने मावा बाजो कर भी इंज जिम सुंजिया होवन थावा मावा मावा ठंडिया छावा मावा जन्नत दा परछावा मावा मावा ठंडिया छावा मावा जन्नत दा परछावा कमली वाले ने कमली बिछा के मादा मुकाम बिखाया है मादा मुकाम बिखाया कमली वाले जे सोना नबी किस होर मानी जाया है होर मानी जाया सदके माई आमीन दे सदके माई आमीन दे शल शाद रवन सब मावा 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 ठंडिया छावा मावा जन्नत दा परछावा मावा मावा ठंडिया छावा मावा जन्नत दा परछावा शाला मोया मावा नू रब जन्नत विच ले जावे जन्नत विच ले जावे दुख मावा दा दुनिया ओते किसे नू रब न दिखावे किसे नू रब न दिखावे दुख मावा दा ओन तू पुछ ले दुख मावा दा ओन तू पुछ टुर गईया जिना दिया मावा 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 ठंडिया छावा मावा जन्नत दा परछावा मावा मावा ठंडिया छावा मावा जन्नत दा परछावा कोई लाल जुदा हो जावे मानू सब्र नयावे मानू सब्र नयावे उठ उठ रातन कर दे अंदर अथरू पई बगावे अथरू पई बगावे पुत जे करना आन नियाजी पुत जे करना आन नियाजी हर वेले मंगन दुआवा मावा मावा ठंडिया ਛਾਵਾਂ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਠੰਡੀਆਂ ਛਾਵਾਂ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਜੰਨਤ ਦਾ ਪਰਛਾਵਾਂ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਬਾਜੋ ਕਰਵੀ ਇੰਜ ਨੇ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਬਾਜੋ ਕਰਵੀ ਇੰਜ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਸੁੰਜੀਆਂ ਹੋਵਨ ਥਾਵਾਂ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਠੰਡੀਆਂ ਛਾਵਾਂ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਜੰਨਤ ਦਾ ਪਰਛਾਵਾਂ ਆਵਾ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਠੰਡੀਆਂ ਛਾਵਾਂ ਮਾਵਾਂ ਜੰਨਤ ਦਾ ਪਰਛਾਵਾਂ ਜੰਨਤ ਦਾ ਪਰਛਾਵਾਂ
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Daily with Namana, with your host Namana Ahmed. Inshallah, you guys enjoy that nod. Mawana by Hamza Khan is on YouTube and all platforms anyway. So before I'm going to play you guys a poem by Sister Saika, and which is edited by her daughter Amna Deba, because my voice is actually not the best at the moment. I'm just gonna do like a bit of a message and a bit of Mum's Day. So Mum's Day is basically a day where you spend time with your fam, with your mums or aunties, your mums, aunties, grandmas, great grandmas. It's like a female day sort of, where you chill and all that. I actually did my, well, in Islam, Mum's Day is every day. But for me, well, I do every day, but we don't. See, the thing is, we don't really have it a day. To think, like, yes, we did, like, Mum's Day yesterday. Because we went shopping and, like, did some fancy stuff. But it's every day, basically, Islam, at the end of the day. And, yeah, to my mum, I just want to say, JazakAllah for being there. Thanks for just being there as, not only for mom, as a mom, just someone who support me through tough times, whether it's like hospital events or college, school, where the doctors thinks of my disabilities and all that. For those who know, I do have disabilities and all that. I have physical disabilities as well as hidden disabilities, so that's a tough one, Mum. And you're so brave and so amazing. Like, you're going through tough challenges and tough, like, you're just so strong, like, of everything that you've gone through, overcome. And, like, inshallah, yeah, let me Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, give you a long life of happiness and barakah to everyone. Yeah, just thanks for always being there despite ups and downs, despite our friendly fights. You're just there for me, like, even at times you probably saw me as a young teenager, but deep down I do care for you. Thanks for being there. That's just a sweet short message. I was gonna go long, but then I'm gonna cry and don't wanna cry on my podcast, you know. That's me. I don't like crying, if you know what I mean. I do, but I know crying is a natural thing, but I don't know, it's just really touchable, my that's all. I know Mother's Day can be tough for some people, like, I'm always there for people, no matter what. Yeah, what can I say? Like, seriously, Mother's Day is every day, if you know deep down, like, if you spend it yesterday or today, like even just have once a week, just getting together. I know Ramadan's starting next week, so what we do Ramadan is, like, spending time. It's like, no, I'm gonna have to, with Ramadan, it's like the only month we have a proper meal together. Like, we do have, try to have a proper meal once in a while, but because of work and everything, it gets hectic. But that's our time to, like, talk and relax ourselves and just be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and God in general. And yeah, before I going into the cry mode, I'm gonna stop there before I get to you know what I mean? And I'm gonna play you guys the poem that Sister Saika write that's edited by Amna Deep, and I hope you guys enjoy.
My mother is beautiful, my mother is strong. My mother puts things right when they go wrong. My mother is full of love, sweetness and compassion. Helping others and giving hope is her greatest passion. My mother is a striver and quietly endures in her heart. Her main aim is not to let her family fall apart. My mother is my companion, my lifelong friend. When others turn away, she is right there until the end. In the darkest moments of life, my mother turns on the light. She's the sun behind the rain, here for me when I'm in pain. And for that I'm ever so grateful for my mother. She loves unconditionally like no other.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back once again to Daily Nomad, which is Nomad Ahmed. I'm sure you guys enjoyed that poem by Sister Saika, edited by Amna Deba. And just want to say jazakallah for listening to this week's episode. As always, you know the drill. I'm sure you guys enjoy it, as always. I don't know if I'm doing... I think I'm going to do a podcast next week, like for next month's going to be theme around Ramadan and all that. But I'm not sure what, though. It will be Ramadan theme because, as you know, next week's Ramadan starting. So, might be sure an episode next month, but I'm not too sure. But wait and see. And till then, stay tuned as always. And a lot of peace and peace out for now. Bye.
I'm about to lose the battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake. And even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. So bad, and every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. Turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is your brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late?